Good morning and praise the Lord. Welcome to morning meditation time. Today I would like to read a verse from Bible, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you by many discerns what is the will of God, that is good and acceptable and perfect. This morning God want to speak to you that God's plan for each and everyone is good and perfect. We have to achieve that perfect will of God. For that we should renew our mind every day. Our present situation not enough to hear the voice of God. So God is speaking to each and everyone that God want to change our life. He want to speak to us. He want to show our future a blessed experience by renewing our spirit. So Holy Spirit is there to renew our thinking, our nature, our life. So if you are ready for a renewal of our mind, God can bless us. So every child of God, God have a beautiful and a wonderful plan. But we are not achieving it because we are not ready for a change of mind, change of our attitude. So this morning, the Spirit of God want to change our life. We should renew our spirit. We all know that God had chosen Jacob. He was not ready for a change. He was a cheater, a supplanter. His name is Jacob. Throughout his life, he carried that name. But one day God told him, your name shall no more be called Jacob, but Israel. Genesis chapter 32, verse 28. But the Bible, praise God, says that that time onwards, he confessed that he is Jacob, and all cheating and all wrong things he had done, and God had changed his life. That time onwards, he became a nation, a blessing to many. God wanted to make you and me a blessing to many, but we should change ourselves. We should have a repentive mind. When the Holy Spirit asked to humble before God, let us humble ourselves and pray. When we seek His kingdom, seek His word, when we meditate upon the word of God will speak to us. When God convicts, let us accept our sins and change our mind, change our life, repent of sins, turn away from wickedness, humble ourselves so that God's blessing will be upon us. He is ready to forgive us. He is ready to change us. He will build us. Unless and until we are not changed, we are not going to bless, receive the blessing of God. See, before blessing Abraham, God changed his name from Abraham to Abraham. Before blessing Sarai, God removed her name and made her Sarah. So God wanted to change our name, change our life, change our attitude, change our inner man so that we can be a renewed person, ready to listen to the voice of God. Wherever we go, whatever we do, and if we study the character of all the children of God, we can see that the people who are ready for a change by the Holy Spirit, they will be used for the glory of God. Hallelujah. When Paul, he surrendered his life to the will of God. He accepted his name as Paul. Previously, his name was Saul. Now, he said, I am a small person. When he surrendered, God used him mightily. So, this morning, I would like to share that if we accept the will of God, if we are ready for a change in our heart, if we humble ourselves and turn away from our wickedness and started doing good by the Holy Spirit, then God will change and bless us. He will heal us, deliver us, and use each and everyone for his kingdom. Yes, God's plan for you and me is a mighty one, a blessed one. We have a wonderful future because God has prepared great things for us to receive it. Let us have a change. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the word you have given us. Lord, help us that we may change ourselves, turn away from our wickedness. Forgive our sins, O Lord. Cleanse all of us with your precious blood. This morning, I pray for the blessing of your people. Lord, I thank you because your plan for each and everyone is perfect. Lord, your will be perfect. So help us that we may achieve that will by changing our attitude and our life. We are thankful to you, Lord, when we repent of our sin, when we humble ourselves in your sight, you are ready to heal our nation. You are ready to heal our life. You are ready to bless our life. As you blessed Jacob when he accepted that he is Jacob and you turned his, changed his name to Israel. Yes, he became a blessing to many people. Yes, God, we thank you. You have a plan that we may be a blessing to thousands and hundreds and lakhs of people. Yes, God, we commit our life in your hand. We ask you to forgive all our sins. We humble ourselves, O Lord. Help us to turn away from all our wickedness. Lord, release thy power in us. We thank you for loving us. All glory and honor I give unto you, Lord. I bless each and everyone in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.